a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. It is a Monday, and Monday is a fun day on our show, but it's all about sports. And, of course, I was watching before we came on the air tonight, Alex.
You got the Bears and Rams. You've been watching some Monday.
Oh, no, I haven't been watching that. I got kind of fascinated with the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett as the newest member of the Supreme Court. And it was rather riveting to watch the dissenting votes. So all the Democrats, of course, they weren't happy about this. And as they voted, they walked out. And so they walked right up to the front of the where they counted. And a lot of them were rather demonstrative in their, you know, it wasn't just yay or nay. It was like, this is a resounding no. And there were some, you know, a few swear words and there were a lot of thumbs down.
This is like when you and I get in the same building at the same time and we try to decide the things that are on the rundown. It happens very similarly.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Some person dissents and then walks out and cusses at the other person.
Yeah. Don't talk to me right now. I need some time to just cool off here. Anyways, it was riveting. It was fascinating to watch our government in action right there.
That's kind of fascinating. That's the part that...
It felt a little bit like a train wreck. I'm just going to say.
Yeah. That's why now that you mention it like that, I'm so excited that I've been watching this Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
The Rams are leading the Chicago Bears 10-3. It's 5-1, the Bears, to the 4-2 LA Rams. Man, these are good teams that are playing. I like when we have good games on these Monday Night Football games.
There's a lot of good teams this year in the NFL.
I know, and there's some really bad ones. That's the thing that's really interesting, is just to see the haves and have-nots. That gap has gotten a lot wider. I want to bring the middle class back to the NFL, Scott, and that's why I want you to vote for me come this election season. As we get going here, I want to bring up something that happened. First of all, I want to start taking quotes and applying them to our own lives, Scott, to you and me, okay? I want us to find a way to take Kalani Sitake's quotes from the week and apply it to our show. So here's Kalani Sitake talking about the win over the win over Texas State on Saturday. But how can we apply this to our own personal show here, Scott?
Keep the theme of staying focused and trying to be as humble and as hungry as possible. Mm. It's a fine line, you know, but I really believe our guys have found the balance and are doing a really good job with it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Coach.
See, I think we're better if we're not focused. I think
I'm going to definitely do the hungry thing. I don't know about the humble, but I'm going to stay hungry all show long.
Yeah, we can stay hungry.
I just love the. I want to do that every week. Look, take whatever Kalani says. It's probably going to apply to making a better radio show.
Yeah.
And you know what? Frankly, if you're listening to the program, Kalani's quotes. Listen, here's another one for you. These are just gems. It's basically like sitting down and going to like a Stephen R. Covey, some sort of a get together, you know, to buy one of those planners and improve your life. Here's another one.
Seminar.
We've talked about how our team has handled adversity really well and been able to bounce back. And I think, in agreement with that, I think that our players have handled success really well too. So. The fact that they're staying humble and trying to be as hungry as possible, trying to get better, not settling on
that hungry humble
what they've
thing
done
again.
So far, just looking to get better. I think it's been a good mindset that our players have had.
Yeah, look, Coach, you don't have to tell me twice. I get it. I'll stay hungry. I'll stay hungry all show
long. Well, what's hard right now, Alex, is with the pandemic, some of your favorite places, you know,
your dining locales,
buffet places.
Yes.
It's hard to you can't go to those places anymore.
And that's the humbling part.
You can't
Scott.
Even get right. It's completely that.
Yeah.
Way.
So yeah. So
how are you going to maintain that figure?
We usually
can't go
do the
Chuck-a-Rama anymore. It's terrible.
We usually do bold and stupid as our theme. I'm going to go humble and hungry. That's going to be our theme the rest
it's
of this
new,
year.
A new theme.
I'm going to
turning
just
over a
turning
new
a new leaf,
leaf
and we're going to eat
we're
that
bouncing
leaf.
Back. He said bounce. I love that they bounce back.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like okay. Look, they're 6-0. What have they bounced back from?
Going to ask you that. What adversity have they actually seen? Maybe in the Houston game, you could say BYU's faced some adversity. But I guess, you know, there have been some injuries here and there, too. I mean, Matt Bushman being out for the year is that's a massive blow before the season starts, right? Where you go.
That was a tough one.
Shoot.
Just wanted to see how I'll bet he would have had a remarkable year.
I mean, think about it.
Phenomenal year.
Right now, Dax Milne, I mean, over this week, here's what I liked about this game. At the end of at half, there were 9 different receivers who had caught passes from Zach Wilson. Well, there were 8, and then he had also caught a pass, a double pass. So you had 9 guys with receptions in the game. And normally before that, it was the Dax Milne, Gunnar Romney, and throwing a tight end here and there type of a show because he had thrown for 1,300 yards, or I guess it was 1,500 yards, and 1,100 of those yards were to either Dax Milne or Gunnar Romney. But now he's just slinging it all over the field, which I like. But at the same time, I love seeing kind of some superstars emerge. Dax Milne is like already kind of this like half celebrity on the field that these guys have to try to cover. Now, this is a former walk-on, it's just amazing to see a guy go, I'm getting this attention, and I'm going to just eat it up.
But if you were a quarterback, if you were a team, if you were a coach, if you were an offense, if you could have your choice between, okay, I've got 2 or 3 superstars or I've got 8 or 9 people that I can throw the ball to and you have a lot of weapons, a lot of balance, you are gonna go – the percentage is way in your favor to have that balance on your team. You look at those 49er teams, the Steve Young, Joe Montana 49er teams, and they're really – everyone was involved. And it's hard. Hard for a defense to key into things. Look at Tom Brady, what he's doing in the NFL right now. He's got a lot of guys involved, and it builds the confidence. It builds the energy on the offense. It's like everyone feels like they're a part of it. You know, everyone steps in the huddle going, you know what, this may be my turn on this play right here. I don't know. And it's a lot easier than some guys going, man, I'm never going to get the ball. You know, this guy over here gets it all the time, and he gets all the glory, and everyone talks about him. And I'm not chopped liver over here, but he's going to make a remarkable play in a game, and a lot of fans like that. They like the superstar type of mindset. But having that balance, man, that is a good thing to have as a football team.
When I looked up and I saw those numbers and they were all – there were a handful of guys with 3, 4, 5 catches and, you know, not like an 11-catch game for anybody, which they've kind of leaned on the first few weeks of the season. I think it's Zach Wilson also going, you know what, I'll take that third look. You know, I'll get through my progressions and I'll check it down, or maybe I'll go to that second look. He can see things very, very well. I mean, on that field, you can see how good his vision is when that ball gets released and you go, oh, he knows where that guy's going to be on this route before he even breaks. So it's really good to see that talent and that talent level. I want to bring something up to you, Scott. 4 bowl games have now been canceled, and 2 of those are going to impact the Pac-12, the Holiday Bowl and the Red Box Bowl have both been canceled. Those are bowls that
Pac-12,
and those are good bowls too. Those are ones that are
that you want to go to.
If Utah goes to the Holiday Bowl at the end of the year, that's a good season. I mean, you're talking about that's the second or third kind of bowl for the Pac-12. But those are 2 bowls that are not just the garbage throwaway bowls that we sometimes see that are thrown in there. What kind of an impact does that end up having? Because I'm imagining that these are not going to be the only bowls that we see go away for this year.
Yeah, I've wondered all season long, like, what's going to happen in the bowl situation. We haven't heard anything, you know, other than maybe the playoff situation. The thing that, as you were talking about this, it just jumped into my head. Utah will not even start playing for another 2 weeks. and they're already canceling bowl games. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, by the time they got to the end of the season, maybe they're not going to be very many bowl games. And I wonder how all of this is going to happen with so many teams having to delay their season, and they get into mid-December, you know, even kind of the 19th of December with some of these schools. And so how are you going to fit all the bowl games in? I wonder about fans, because, you know, you want to go to a bowl game, and it's a part of a celebration of a season. But if they're not going to have fans there, how do these local economies generate the kind of revenue they get from a lot of the fans coming into the bowl, and especially these bowls? I mean, people will show up for these bowl games. Went to the Holiday Bowl a couple of years ago, and it's a lot of fans in the stands. It's a fun place to go, San Diego. And just with the limited ability to do anything, and right, probably very few people going to the game, I mean, I'm not sure the bowl games could even be profitable without the fans coming.
I wonder if there's going to be – I mean, those adjustments are going to be made for sure. But if that ends up affecting the way that, you know, I think it's going to benefit ultimately when you have fewer bowl games. That means you're going to have fewer teams that are 2-6 this year going to a bowl game, because they took that rule away for this season of you don't have to be 500 or above to go to a bowl game. You can have a really bad record, not just a losing record. You could potentially have a 1-7 team going to a bowl game. You'll have fewer of those moments when you have fewer of these bowls. They could definitely afford to have some of these bowls go away for this season. Cut the fat on these and figure out which ones are going to actually be beneficial, and those are the ones we want to see. When we come back, it's the Silver and Black Attack, of course, the PA announcer for the Raiders, our Tim Hughes, host of Utah's Morning News, also going to join us coming up next. Talk about that Raiders loss over the weekend to Tampa Bay. Stick around. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.